News from the county. County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell joining us from his.
Yeah, you've had a busy day today.
Busy day, yeah.
Yeah.
From his corporate office at Miller's Shoes downtown.
Correct.
Are you open right now?
I have the closed sign out so I can talk to you, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's
but
get
yes,
it.
We
Let's...
open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay, 9:30.
Yep.
So they'll be open momentarily.
Correct.
You've got some things going on. What's going on?
Well, the big thing at the county is, as everyone's been involved in, is the anti-discrimination committee. And the first cut for that happened yesterday, and there was, again, some heated discussion among commissioners, and they would like to make sure the committee is open-ended and can discuss anything, and I believe that's always been the way ad hoc committees have worked at the county. So we will be tackling all the issues of anti-discrimination with this ad hoc committee. But the other thing, too, is that everybody seems to be writing its agenda before it's even had a chance to be appointed and met. So I guess I'm going to ask that the community be patient. And as always, the county will be thorough and responsible. And these will be public meetings. And we'll be doing as best we can in these trying times with COVID and everything to work through this issue.
What were commissioners upset with, Steve? Just jumping ahead?
A lot of times what happens, especially in a political environment, sometimes there's an expectation that things should happen yesterday, and that's not really how we can work things. When you're dealing with anti-discrimination and a county government, you have to get the definition of what you can and cannot do. As we all know, the county cannot tell townships, cities, or villages what to do. If they could, we would have solved the Leoni sewer problem a long time ago. So this is going to take some time, and we have to learn the parameters of what we can affect and what we can't affect, and we will do what we have to do going forward with this committee. And it will move forward.
So cooler heads prevail there, or what?
Well, I'm not going to say cooler heads. Yes.
Okay.
It's an explanation and an understanding of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we will work through it. I am certain going forward that we will have a good quality product and a good analysis of this whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But on the other side, like I said, the county awarded, did some other work yesterday also. We got our circuit court grant application approval for community corrections grant submitted to the state. That's very important for Jackson. That's getting money for community corrections and outreach and things that we've got to do within the county and the court systems. Give the courts some real credit for getting that put together during these trying times. Then the other side of it also, the county's working on a 911 non-county member radio policy and establishment of different organizations that can use the 800 system going forward, so we can have contact with school buses or that type of stuff if we have an emergency and need to be able to transport a lot of people, working through all of that. We applied for and received a grant to help give hazardous pay to people during the COVID epidemic. The hazardous pay is eligible to all Jackson County first responders and employees for reimbursement for COVID Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. So the county's applied for that, and it looks like we're in pretty good position to get some of that dollars together. The Jackson City County non-motorized plan is going to be going to the full board Tuesday night. So we've got quite a bit of other things we're still doing at the county and working on as we go forward. And on top of that, we've got to put together a brand new 2021 budget. And I know the administrator controller and his staff are meeting today on wrestling with that. And it doesn't look pretty. right now, unless something changes at either the state or the federal level to assist counties to get through what's gone on.
Well, you're not expecting that, certainly, so it's going to be difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, Greg. I mean, it's a hole of about $2 million next year, and we got to figure out a solution for it, and everything is on the table for discussion. And I have to give credit to my county commissioners. They're willing to look at and discuss everything, while some of them are kind of set that they don't want to see any type of revenue enhancement, a.k.a. taxes.
Right.
But it may be offered in November. We'll see what's planned going forward. You know, we looked at $2 million 10 years ago, and we had 3 years to get ourselves reduced. Now we've got less than 6 months, so it'll be a challenge for the Board of Commissioners between now and December.
And the belt's pretty tight, isn't it, Steve?
Already, yes. So we're working using all the tools we have to try to figure this one out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on the other side, you know, we have good things that are happening at the county, and we're receiving recognition and awards. I know that our animal control just did a project of Empty the Pound again with Bissell, and that went over very, very well. And, things are going very, very well at animal control, and things are going well in our county parks, and I really hope people can get out and visit and enjoy them. And, remember the three most important things right now are social distancing, wash your hands, and make sure you're wearing a mask. You know, that's very important when you enter any county buildings or when you enter any private businesses that are in Jackson County.
Cascade's running at full tilt right now?
It's got some, it is, but isn't. You've got all the free stuff going on. We have a reduced program with the water park. But we also have some power issues we're dealing with the falls right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting that all fixed and all put back together. So, yeah, so everything is getting accomplished as we go forward. And we're attempting to work through all of this, finding people that are able to come and do things and work on the different projects within Jackson County.
New situations every day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and the difference is that it changes, and you only have less than 30 days to deal with it.
Yeah,
you know, that's where the difficulty comes in. It's not like we can, we're able to plan and have a map of where we wanted to get to. We're pretty much writing the plan as we have to implement it. You know, as we let the employees take 2 months off, all that really did, we did not close any offices, but we're working through that. But the public should expect that while services will be offered every day, Monday through Friday at the county, sometimes it may be 24 to 48 hours before somebody can get back to you. So we will continue doing as best we possibly can with what we have.
Keep it up, Steve. Thanks for the visit.
Yes, sir. And you take care, Greg. And again, like I said, make sure everybody wears a mask, social distance, and wash their hands.
Doing our best. County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell. Miller's Shoe is now open downtown.